Wow, we have made it to lesson number 7 of the 7-day boot camp. And you know what? I'm stoked for you. If you're listening to this, you've made it here. Be proud of this, man. Like you've done a great job to get this far, to go through these lessons. And I hope that you've taken the time to try and apply some of this stuff, or at least you have a plan to go and apply this. You know, when I started to look at building this boot camp, I was trying to find all these different things I could do and what could I put out there. And this came to mind and I thought, man, that is a lot of work. But then I thought, you know, if somebody's willing to take the time to go through this stuff, why stop them? You know, and if you've done this, like I said, be really proud of what you're doing. There's lots of ways that people are working with me, but this was one of those things. I'm like, man, if I just had a handful of people that went through this 7-day program, I think that we can make an impact. My mission right now is to try and help people that want to sell more effectively, do it in a way that helps their customers, that they're more authentic, that they're out there doing good work, fighting the good fight. And I keep talking about this concept that I have, which is being a sales hero. Your job is to do some really heroic things, whether you're an entrepreneur or sales pro. So take the time and put this stuff to use, right? Yesterday, we talked a lot about sort of the hard work that you do to make selling look easy by working on your insights, building trust and credibility. And those are really, really powerful concepts, and it takes time to put these in place. So don't feel like you got to put all this stuff right away. Today is going to be more about getting into this state of flow, into this state of making things a bit more effortless and understanding that this is a long process. In lesson one, we talked a bit about this, but I want to be able to show you some of the psychology around that and how you can continually develop your game as you go forward, okay? And this is a long one. So I think they're all long. So this, you know, make sure that you're listening to the audio, you go through, take this stuff, read it, take notes. My first thing I want to talk about is this concept of sales flow and that we have two minds. And one of my great the books that I love is the book called Flow. And it's by, I'll never be able to say this, I think it's pronounced Mihai Csikszentmihalyi. And it's spelled crazy. If you look at how to spell it, it's wonderful. But he wrote this book called Flow. And have you ever had those days where you just feel like everything just seemed effortless? Like it didn't matter what you do, everything was just smooth. All the customer conversations, all the stuff you did, everything just went a certain way. You also had those days where nothing went right, right? So this is that concept of flow. And what he describes it as is a state of effortless concentration, so deep that you lose sense of time, of yourself, of your problems, or in other words, the optimal experience. And what I want to talk a little bit about here is the things you can do to create that optimal experience for yourself and for your customers. So you can increase the amount of time that you get into a flow state, but it takes practice. And this is when I work with people, this is usually one of those main areas I work in, is how to simplify the stuff you're doing so that things can become effortless. It takes some time, right? It's all about turning that unconscious thought into conscious behaviors. And it actually, like I said, it's going to make things easier. One of my favorite books I tell everybody about is called Thinking Fast and Slow by a guy named Daniel Kahneman. He's a psychologist, Nobel Prize winner, and it's quite a heavy read. It's not one of those books that you just sort of read through. It's something that you actually have to take the time and study. But it will help you understand a lot about the psychology and the stuff that I've been telling you about on why we do some of this crazy things we do. I always say, why I do all this stupid stuff I do. It makes so much sense when you start to understand some of the psychology. And here's the first question. If you've ever been in a car and you've been driving and you ever like go somewhere and you don't remember how you got there just after you drove, right? Or have you ever been driving down the highway, going around a curve, and you know, the curve tightens up a bit, but you know exactly what to do? This is all like this effortless experience that you have. But think back to when you first learned how to drive a car. Now, for people that aren't driving cars, maybe you won't remember this, but the first time you drove a car, it was brutal, right? You had to remember all of these things. You had to look for the signs, look for the people, look for the stuff, remember, you know, the foot, the brake, the everything, right? How to text, all that stuff. And it wasn't easy. But why? Well, the concept that Kahneman talks about is that our mind is comprised of two systems. Some call it the conscious, some call it the unconscious, but he calls them system one and two. Nobody said he was a marketer, right? System one represents our intuitive thought. and I'll read to you. It operates automatically and quickly with little or no effect and no sense of voluntary control. It's that state of flow. And it's why driving a car with experience is easy. You do it without having to think, right? System two is deliberate thought. It is what we do to allocate our effort to mental activities that demand of it, right? It allows us to make complex computations. And when you first learn to drive, that's what I was saying, you have to tap into all these different things to make them conscious about what to remember. The whole activity becomes a really complex thing. And this is what's happening when we talk about the reptilian brain in the other lesson. System one is also that part that's responsible for our instincts, fight or flight, and that fear of spiders that we have, right? And I want you to think about a professional athlete or a chess player. How many steps ahead do they think about the things that they're doing? Now, they're not born like that. And what are the instincts that they have that they're tapping into when they're doing what they're doing, working their magic? Same thing with sales. You know, we talk about the effortless sales experience, the effortless customer experience. It's the same practice you need to put into your sales process that professional chess and athletes put into their process. Because any activity you have can become fast and autonomic with practice. Okay, so here's something that I always talk about. I used to, you know, I always say, like, when you're first starting out, you got to get into, you know, your basic spiel. You got to kind of know your stuff. Get comfortable saying a series of things so that they come out quite naturally. But as you progress, if you don't start to learn more of the system two kind of things where you're engaging that conscious thought, you end up going into that, you know, features and benefits, the logical kind of reasoning, and you get into, like, what's the smart thing you're trying to say. What I learned and what you want to be focusing on is when you're saying things, we talked about this, are you observing people's behaviors? Are you looking for those triggers to see if what you're saying is working or not working? Are you engaging that system two to say, I'm paying attention? So it's the combination of being in flow while at the same time paying attention. And that alone takes practice, right? When you work on yourself, or when you work on yourself, it's all about learning how to become more self-aware. Just learning about the things that you do day in and day out that you can actually bring in conscious thought of. When you look at other people, this is about being socially aware. And again, this takes practice. So my challenge for you here is, how can you take any of the lessons we've talked about, whether it's, you know, whether it's the storytelling stuff, whether it's some of the psychology tools, whether it's about selling in stages, whether it's just talking about what do you do? I want you to go and apply this stuff. It's going to be uncomfortable at first, but see how you can observe other people's behaviors while you're also in this state of trying to be in flow. This is this weird place that we have to go into if we're going to become masters or heroes at selling, right? It's going to be uncomfortable. But flow, when we talk about flow, the thing I love that he says is that flow neatly separates the two forms of effort, concentration on the task and the deliberate control of attention. So you're running almost two different minds at the same time. This is what the sales heroes do differently, right? When, again, Kahneman talks about is that we only also have so much capacity. I've gone through so much stuff with you guys in these 7 days. And the thing is we intuitively understand that. And that is why, like he says, everybody in a car shuts up when you pass a big truck. Think about that for a second. Have you ever been in a car where it gets a bit dicey on the road and everybody goes quiet? Or why we turn down the music? Right? Why we stop texting? That's what's happening. We only have so much capacity to engage these systems. Now, if you understand that, how does it apply in your sales process? How do you keep your customers in that sweet spot of also being in listener flow? Right? If you start to get them too uncomfortable, you push them too far, they start to then bring in conscious thought. Right? I'm not saying, you know, try and manipulate them here. That's not what we're talking about. But based on their level of skill and comfort, and I made a note here, if you have a highly technical buyer, you can go into a lot of technical stuff. That's no problem, right? And he can keep up. It's in their system one. It's normal to have those kind of dialogues, talking to an accountant, talking to an engineer. But if they're not like that, you can't push them, right? And so another one is, you got to remember another guy, Daniel Gilbert, wrote a book called How Mental Systems Behave. And he also helped us understand that system one, it wants to believe. This is why storytelling is so powerful. We want to believe what we're hearing. But system two, also at the same time, is in charge of doubting and unbelieving. So that's why lesson five and six, I say storytelling is great, but it also has to be believable. You need to back it up with the right kind of information so that system one and two can just sit and enjoy the story. Does that make sense? So it's another reason why also the claims of success you have for your testimonials, for your customers, if you try and make claims, even if they're right, even if you have made a customer similar to the one you're talking to make 100 times what they're making right now, if it's too unbelievable, system two is going to come in and work towards disproving that and make people uncomfortable and make them not buy. You need to build something that is very believable for your customer and still gives them that perceived value. So we can cover that. That's a long topic. But, you know, the thing is let's talk about how we can do this. How can we be prepared and set goals in this process? And one of the quotes I have here I love, which is, the nicest thing about not planning is that failure comes as a complete surprise and is not preceded by a period of worry and depression, by a guy named John Harvey. Failure is a surprise when we don't plan. And it's great because we don't have to worry about it. And if you've learned anything in these last seven lessons, it's that there's a lot of stuff that you can do. And I don't want you to be overwhelmed. I want you to find some time each week, each month, to put some time aside and say, you know what, I'm going to plan my stuff. I'm going to work on building my insights. I'm going to work on my storytelling skills. I'm going to, you know, work with somebody and replay the things that I'm working on. I'm going to see if I can get feedback from customers. Whatever you have to do, find time to do it, because everybody I talk to is overwhelmed and busy. The number one thing that I find with most of my clients is that they come into this already busy. They don't need more stuff to do. But if you don't find time to make the plan, how is that going to change? And if you don't plan what you're supposed to do each day, how do you know you did it? Right? You owe it to yourself to put some time into planning. And the one of the big points here is that, you know, you got to know what you don't know. Ask yourself if you're aware of your own ignorance. It's okay to not know something. And in fact, that's one of my mantras. When we're talking about what's the right thing to say or the right thing to do for these customers, I always say, I don't know. Because we don't know until we try it, until we test it, till we prove it, till we engage that system too, and we fall on our face, we get uncomfortable, we do dumb things. That's all part of this process of getting better and better at what you do. But if you try and be too perfect, and that's all you're working on, you either are doing things that are too easy, or you continually to do things that don't lead you where they need to lead you. Okay? And ask yourself this, when you try this new stuff, what's the worst that's going to happen? The best answer I had was the other day. They said, well, people are going to think I'm incompetent. And I said, then what? And you know what they said? Well, then I'll just keep going. How powerful is that as a message? If somebody thinks I'm incompetent, I'm just going to keep going. Right? So let's talk lastly about feedback loops. One of the most often overlooked parts of your process is the concept of this linear moving towards a goal. And, you know, I talk a bit about that when we're selling in stages. And even if you have some of the diagrams I have, there's an arrow. They start from lead and they move to customer. But in reality, everything consists of a loop. Everything consists of doing something, testing it, learning from it, and reevaluating it. That's the feedback loop. Now, I use the example of when you get in the shower. You ever get in the shower and you just touch it like a little bit, and all of a sudden you're blazing hot, or touch it the other way and it's freezing cold? Well, that's essentially a feedback loop. If you just pushed it one way and then waited and then just responded, that's a very linear process. What you want to do is you're going to move the dial. The water's going to go in. You're going to wait till it comes out. You're going to react to the water that comes out, and you're going to go the other way. But if you continually fiddle with the nozzle before the water comes out, this is what most organizations are doing with their processes. This is what often you're doing with your sales process. Your goal is to treat your sales process the same way you treat the water in your tap. Make a small adjustment. See how it comes out. See if it's right. See if the temperature is right, and then adjust it. And that's a difficult thing for people to do, because we may have just almost been there and then jumped into something else. It takes time for these habits to set in. So work on your feedback loops. And there's two kinds of feedback loops I want you to think about. The first one is your customer feedback. Are you actually reaching out and seeing if your customers like what you're doing? Do you take the time to test those ideas and say, hey, how did you like that? Was that helpful? Are the things I'm giving you or doing for you actually moving you towards a better future? Are you spending time doing that? Do you ever, you know, replay any of those customer calls, right? So the second one is, so first one, review customer feedback. The second one is replay and do some coaching. Either get a coach or work on it yourself. Ask yourself, how coachable are you? This was one of the biggest lessons I had to play with, is can I take criticism? And it also became really fun for me when I worked with my teams, is I'd say, let's get on the call and try and make some calls and see how it goes. And I would look for ways that I could improve and say, here's the thing that I noticed that I did, that maybe I could have done a bit differently. How could we have done it differently? Those kinds of calls and conversations are so helpful for your growth. Be willing to review it just honestly, because again, it's not about being rejected, doing it right, doing it wrong. It's about increasing the frequency of getting those yeses and reducing the no's just by testing and getting this evaluation, right? And are you willing to do that? Are you willing to learn and grow on this? Remember, there's no right answers, just tested processes. And the last thing, this is the last piece of everything I'm going to leave with you in this 7-day bootcamp. The number one thing I want you to focus on, have fun above all else, right? Selling, and I'll leave you with this thought. Selling is the lifeblood of every organization. And most people don't understand how heroic what selling, the person selling something it is doing, how heroic they are and what they're doing. There is so much pressure to perform every single day, and the success of the company rises and falls on the backs of salespeople, right? And I think often people wonder if we have this sick death wish of wanting to have rejection day in and day out, this sick pleasure, right? They just don't get what it's about. The feeling of helping someone make a great decision, of solving somebody's problem, of helping them see a different way forward. That crazy just, yeah, that you get when you're on the phone and you hang up the phone and you just landed a big client, a big contract, something you've been working on for months that could make or break your business, right? And those moments where we get to be like, get on the phone and we just connect with somebody right away. We're like, what's going on? How do we help? And this instant credibility and trust that we build, knowing that we get to talk to somebody else about their problems and we're the one person that they want to talk to for some ideas about problems that have been keeping them up at night and getting them up early in the morning, right? This feeling that I have right now, sharing this stuff with you, is exactly that feeling that we want to get in our sales process. To look at the faces of the people working around you, knowing that they're going to have jobs for a long time because of the work that you do day every day. All right? So that's what I want to leave you with. Go out and have fun, right? How fast can you be authentic with the people that you're talking to, the customers you have? When you're in the mid-presentation, can you engage that system too and go, am I having fun right now? Are they having fun? And if you're not, stop what you're doing and, man, have some fun. It's so much fun doing this stuff and helping people. And you know what? The pressure is part of it. But if you build these processes, you build these systems, you do this hard work now, and you build the preparation, the insights, and all this stuff, it becomes way more fun, and it becomes a lot easier. And I can guarantee you that. All right, and so that's the end of this program. I'm so stoked that you were able to go through all of this, play with some of these tools, go and apply them. I've got some links below for the programs that I have available. If you want to work with me, either directly on your business with your sales team. Bring me in to speak with somebody or do a workshop. I'm happy to do that. Reach out to me, click on some of the links here, and let's see if I can help you put some of these things in action. I've got tons of resources, tons of downloadable things. We take it step by step and help you get those little things that are going to make the big difference in your process. So please feel free to reach out to me, and I look forward to connecting with you. Thanks for joining me on this boot camp. I had a lot of fun putting it together. I hope you enjoyed what I was talking about. If I'm out of my mind, let me know. If you enjoyed it, let me know. Feel free to email me, comment, post it on Facebook, Twitter. Share this thing, man. Get more people learning how to become sales heroes, and I will talk to you soon.